And as science advances, black boxes are being opened that reveal an unanticipated Lilliputian world of enormous complexity that's pushed the theory of evolution beyond its breaking point. It is simply impossible, for example, for evolution to account for the complex synchronization process that is needed to form life from a single fertilized human egg, or to pawn off irreducible complexity to blind evolutionary processes. Yet, tragically, in an age of scientific enlightenment, many are doing just that. Consider for a moment An Introduction to the Miracle of Life, an Emmy Award-winning PBS Nova broadcast on evolution. It goes like this. 4.5 billion years ago, the young planet Earth was a mass of cosmic dust and particles. It was almost completely engulfed by the shallow primordial seas. Powerful winds gathered random molecules from the atmosphere, some were deposited in the seas. Tides and currents swept the molecules together, and somewhere in this ancient ocean, the miracle of life began. The first organized form of primitive life was a tiny protozoan. Millions of protozoa populated the ancient seas. These early organisms were completely self-sufficient in their seawater world. They moved about their aquatic environment, feeding on bacteria and other organisms. From these one-celled organisms evolved all life on Earth. Well, the real miracle of life is how someone can stand for that kind of nonsense in the 21st century. How could the protozoa be the first form of primitive life if there were already organisms such as bacteria in existence? Molecular biology has demonstrated empirically that bacteria are incredibly complex. And molecular biology has also demonstrated that there is no such thing as a primitive cell. And as James Coppedge has documented so ably, if you gave evolutionists every possible concession, if you postulated a primordial sea with every single component necessary, and then speeded up the rate of bonding a trillion times, the probability of forming a single protein molecule by chance is 1 in 10 to the 161st power, and that's using all atoms on Earth and allowing all the time since the world began. Now, to give you a perspective on just how enormous a 1 followed by 161 zeros is, Coppedge actually used the illustration of an amoeba that moves the entire universe over one universe, atom by atom. The amoeba is moving the entire universe over one universe. And remember, the universe is 30 billion light years in diameter. If you want to calculate the number of miles, multiply 30 billion by 5.9 trillion. But trust me, it's a long way. And that amoeba is going to do it at the slowest possible speed. It's going to move one angstrom unit, the width of a hydrogen atom, the smallest known atom, every 15 billion years. And that's the supposed age of the universe. Now, obviously, the amoeba would have to move zillions of times before it was visible to the naked eye that it moved at all. And at that rate, the amoeba travels 30 billion light years and puts an atom down one universe over. It then travels back at the same rate of speed and takes another atom from your body and moves it one universe over. It eventually moves you over, and then the next person, and eventually 6 billion people on planet Earth. And then moves all the houses and all the cars, the solar system, the Milky Way galaxy, the millions of other galaxies that exist in the known universe. And in the time that it took to do all that, we're not remotely close to forming one protein molecule by random chance. If, however, you did form a protein molecule by chance, forming the second one would be infinitely more difficult than that. The science of statistical probability demonstrates conclusively that forming a protein molecule by random processes is not only improbable, It is impossible. And forming a living cell, I must readily confess, is just beyond illustration. As King David so poignantly put it, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And that is precisely what is happening in our supposed age of scientific enlightenment. There are people who say there's only one way to explain the universe in which we live, and that way is through time and chance, through philosophical naturalism, through methodological naturalism. We now have a universe of infinite complexity. Not long ago, we had Jay Richards on, and we talked about the privileged planet. We're looking at the fact that the universe is majestically designed, and not only so, but we are uniquely situated in the universe in such a way that we can discover intelligent design in the universe. Now, on the heels of this, I wanted to have on another spokesman for intelligent design, Paul Nelson. He's a philosopher of biology. He's a fellow at the Discovery Institute, and he's involved in another DVD project. It's called Unlocking the Mysteries of Life. And this DVD reveals recent scientific discoveries that demonstrate design in biology, showing that life could not have arisen from purely natural processes. We want to really impress you with the concept of intelligent design, because ultimately, in an age of scientific enlightenment, we ought to be doing science with an open mind. The DVD, Unlocking the Mystery of Life. If you love The Privileged Planet, you're going to love this DVD, and it's available right now. Resource consultants are standing by. You can call this number, 888-7000-CRI, or you can get the DVD, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or, of course, you can write us at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.